Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I love how the left, they freaks out on the same things that they thought were wonderful just a little while back. I don't know if you heard today, but the LA mayor came out, and she actually said she was fearful that planes of illegal aliens might be arriving in the city soon. And they would have to, well, these are the same people that were screaming at Governor Abbott and others going, what's wrong with you? Where's your heart? How come you don't want to welcome these people in? What is it with you?
So just a few weeks ago, she was lambasting New York mayor. And who is that? Is that Karen? What's her name? The L.A.
Karen
mayor?
Bass. Yeah.
Karen Bass.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I don't understand. The low-information voters are putting us all in jeopardy.
Yep.
And then it doesn't touch them until it touches them.
Which is, they don't know it's touching them. I'm sorry, no. But...
Well, I bet you money she doesn't live in an area where it is. She's just hearing from her constituents who do, and now she feels compelled to talk about it. But trust me,
one of the most expensive places to live in the country, and we're not talking Beverly Hills here. We're talking in L.A. proper, and you know they have a city tax on their gases. They have a city tax on food. They have a city tax on groceries. It's about 28% more to live in the city of Los Angeles than it is in the surrounding areas. And who is that hurting?
I'm getting ready to tell you.
Well, it's hurting the average person, right?
I used to live in the hood. What would be considered the hood?
Is that what they call it nowadays still? Is it the hood, or should we upgrade that?
Not anymore, because I can't afford it. Let me tell you something. If I wanted to buy a house, if I wanted to buy the houses that I lived in, that I rented in, I couldn't do it now with my income coming from being a television producer. Couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
That's how expensive L.A. is. And not only I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't want to because I'd have to deal with the crime. I'm sure you've talked about or shown all the smash and grabs. The fact that, I think we talked about this last week, if you tried to interrupt someone who was accosting, attacking, or smash and grabbing, you could stand the chance of being arrested or, they could send you to jail. The accoster could. So it's just like it's not worth going down there. And there's things that I think about. I was like, God, I'd really love to go downtown L.A. And there's some restaurants down there that I really love. There's L.A. Live that's really just wonderful. And No.
No.
I'm not going to risk the problem. Driving through downtown L.A. is like driving through a video game. You have to get a mindset that you go, I will run you over.
You have to have a mask. It's like, put Vaseline under your nose.
But it's like The Walking Dead. Is that the name of that TV show where there's just like zombies all over? They're drugs.
But Sonia, people aren't believing that. They're believing that these pictures are made up by nuts on the right hand on the right, and you can drive down. You've seen it. The people are doubled over. They're lying there out cold or dead right there in the street, crapping off the side of the curb. This is out of a zombie movie.
Well, if you believe the left, then you got bigger issues than I can even imagine. Because at this point, I could believe it in the beginning that you would believe the left.
Yeah.
I could understand it. I mean, they do occupy, they do own the media, they do own the information that you're getting. But there are other sources. We're living in a time where information is so accessible. All you got to do is click a button, people. Nobody's making this up. Why would we make this up? Let's think about it for a second. Would we be sitting here on a Friday night with nothing else to do, making this up the left doesn't win in elections? Listen, if the left did what they did years ago when Kennedy was president, or there were some other well-meaning Democrats where we could all agree that the country should be run a certain way, why would we be spending our Friday night talking about trying to debase the left?
Yep.
No, we're trying to warn you people. We're living in it. We're trying to sound the sirens.
We're living in it. We're having to deal with it every day. Now the legislators in California have passed a law, as you said, that you can no longer try to stop somebody from stealing stuff in a store.
Right.
You could be brought up on charges.
Right, that's the term.
Yeah, it's just amazing, right? And but to your point earlier, to show you how out of touch with reality they are, they believe, Karen believes it, by the border states sending these plane loads to sanctuary cities, it is setting the stage for the presidential election next year that will solidify the Democrats' win.
That's all they care about.
That's right. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, people. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. It's always great to... Board ops, the guys that actually keep us on the air. I was having electronic issues. Did they take care of it? Thanks, guys. Always appreciate your help. And, yes, Sonia is not here. I know you miss her. Matter of fact, I'm getting jealous. Maybe I won't have her on anymore because you guys are always talking about how great she is. Anyway, always appreciate your the time that you guys spend with me here on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And truly being part of the conversation. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, I got to tell you, really seriously, the quality of their product is just amazing. No kidding. And we have the sheets, the pillowcases, the towels, everything. And when I say, okay, we don't have everything, but I do have the slippers, and there isn't anything I got from them I didn't like. There isn't anything I got from MyPillow.com from Mike Lindell that didn't work the way he said it was going to work. And it wasn't of the quality he said it was. So anyway, head over there, MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And you ain't got, use my best English, you ain't got much time left. Right? It ain't that hard. You heard me, ain't. Yeah, that's right, I said it. All right. Always a pleasure to have you. Anyway, let me get to it. There's so much going on, so much I want to hit. You know, there's a migrant that thanks Joe Biden. I'm sorry. You know, you guys get mad at me when I do whatever. An illegal alien thanked Joe Biden, right, after he crossed illegally through Arizona. What if thousands of illegal immigrants who crossed into the U.S. in an overwhelmed part of the southern border in Arizona had warm words for the President of the United States? He said, "I love you, Joe Biden. Thanks for everything, Joe Biden," the male African migrant told the local news guy. "I'm a good person. I want to be a good person here in the United States," he said. Now listen, he came from Africa. Oh, there you go. You give the black people out. No. Came from Africa. Do you understand how against our laws this is? Right? So when the left doesn't get behind the laws, they can't tell us we have to follow the law. Nancy Pelosi's mantra is nobody is above the law really isn't true. It isn't real. She doesn't believe it. Both he and another migrant said that they are not seeking asylum, said just wanted to work an opportunity in the U.S. So they don't want to come here to live here to enjoy our lifestyle. All they want to do is they want to take our money. Right? The other migrant that somebody grabbed said, "I came here because I want a quality of life. America is a land of opportunity." Also from Africa. Both are planning on going to New York City, which has seen more than 140,000 migrants since last year. Good. They're going to make it 140,002. Both the migrants are part of a massive surge of migration into the Tucson area. Right? Authorities are overwhelmed. They can't keep up with it all. I mean, I'm sure the Arizona governor is just hiding under her desk right now. Yeah, come on in. The Tucson sector saw nearly 3,000 encounters in a single day. 17,000 plus encounters in a single week, and the highest weekly total ever recorded. Of those camped out, there were a large number of Africans from countries, Senegal, Egypt, and many others, all waiting to be processed to get in. It's not the way it's supposed to work. Arizona lawmaker calls for the National Guard to be deployed to help out with the migrant surge. But see, the governor's a Democrat. And that state is open to anybody. God bless. One illegal told the reporter that he paid over $10,000 to a smuggler to travel from where he came from in Colombia. While a man from Guinea said that he was planning to head to New York City as well. Once he was released into the U.S. What's he going to do, walk there? And then walk further. CBP has been surging resources personnel to the Tucson sector, which typically sees less traffic than other sectors, like the Rio Grande, for instance. No, because it's a way to get in. They know it's overwhelmed. They know they're just pouring in there, and they can't keep up with it. Right? It's got to stop. We can't handle it. And you guys on the left that keep saying we can, prove it. According to the article, there were more than 2.4 million migrant encounters in fiscal year 23. It's a whole new record. September saw a record for encounters at the southern border. October saw a record for encounters in October, which is more than 240,000. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., there are negotiations over an emergency supplemental funding request, which includes $14 billion for border operations. Republicans have demanded it to be coupled with restrictions on asylum and the use of parole. You know, some Democrats have balked at it. But seriously, enough.
It's not that hard. Follow the law. Enforce the law. They don't even want to enforce it. Not only do they want to enforce the law, they're trying to stop state government from enforcing the law. You really think that's okay? You really think that's the right way to do this? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time. Appreciate? What the heck does that mean? Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay, I got to do this wackoid one, right? Texas Birds now will be renamed. Why? Because there's a link between their names and colonialism. You heard me. Colonialism. That's right. The American, I know I won't be able to pronounce this right, Ornithological Society, the largest international group of its kind, will begin an initiative to rename species of birds with English names found in the U.S. and Canada. Now, the group says it's taking on the effort to address past wrongs. What do the birds do wrong? They don't like the naming process. For example, excluding black and indigenous people when naming birds or honoring historical figures linked to slavery and racism. They went on to say that there's a power in a name, and some English bird names have associations with the past that continue to be exclusionary and harmful today. Really? We need a much more inclusive and engaging scientific process. Most of these animals, most animals have a name that you and I can't pronounce. Right? Their species. And now we're down to now we need a much more inclusive and engaging process in naming animals, naming birds in this particular. I love it. AOS President Colleen Handel, she said in the press release, everyone who loves and cares about birds should be able to enjoy and study them freely. Apparently now, if it's got a name that might be considered racist, well, nobody can enjoy the bird. Right, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The hunt is on for the gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire.
School police chief Wayne Sneed says the gunman took off and has not been seen since. The seemingly random attack sent the campus into lockdown. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. Approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr., all are up for the Heisman Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be involved in the solution. Love it when you're involved in the solution. Okay, that means you're giving me some input. You're telling me what you think. What's going on? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. We were talking about the birds that are going to be renamed. I'm not going to go through the rest of that story because I want to hit it with Zoe and with Sonia. I think it's ridiculous myself. You're going to go digging through the names of the birds, see how they were named. You're going to assume that they were named after something, someone, an issue that has a racist overtone to it. I'm lost. I'm just totally lost. Riley Gaines is hitting back at the squad, calling because they were calling her testimony transphobic. Right? It's just amazing. The squad is so out of touch with reality. So out of touch with the mainstream America. And I mean truly with mainstream America. The NCAA swimming legend and women's sports advocate Riley Gaines hit back against the squad Democrat after she called her and other witnesses testimony against transgender males in women's sports transphobic. Gaines fired back at Representative Summer Lee out of Pennsylvania, a Democrat. This is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee on Health. After the squad member took a shot at the witness's testimony during her opening remarks. They call the women's testimonies against biological males playing in women's sports transphobic. Now, Gaines, if you've gotten to know her and listened to her over the last few years, she wasn't about to take this lying down, so to speak. Really. There's a place for everyone to play sports in this country, Gaines said, noting transgender Americans were included in her view. But unsafe, unfair, discriminatory practices, they got to stop. Inclusion can't be prioritized over safety and fairness. She's right. You've got
You've got men playing all kinds of women's sports and women getting hurt. But, oh, that has nothing to do with them being a man. Yeah, okay, whatever. Ranking Member Lee, if my testimony makes me transphobic, then I believe your opening monologue makes you misogynistic. Lee called a point of order, urging that Gaines' remarks be struck from the record, but the point of order was withdrawn after a brief discussion. Gaines' testimony comes alongside several women leaders called as witnesses to discuss the Biden administration proposed Title IX rule change. Title IX was the one that gave women equal rights to men. Right? Equal access to sports field. All kinds of things like that. Representative Lisa McClain, Republican out of Michigan, the House Oversight Subcommittee on Health Chairwoman, announced that Gaines Heritage Foundation Senior Legal Fellow Sarah Parshall, Perry and former Oberlin College head women's lacrosse coach Kim Russell, would attend next week's hearing. Right? That has to do with the importance of female athletics and how Title IX... They don't want to hear these facts. They don't want to know the truth, really. Come on, let's be honest about it. They just want to deal with things that, I don't know, affect... that they perceive to be the right thing to do. They perceive it, I don't know. I don't even think most of it. They're just following the ideological road of their party. Whatever the party says to do, whatever the party believes is truth, they don't even think it through. And the hearing will delve into the Biden administration's proposed rules to change Title IX, expand the definition of sexual discrimination to include gender identity. The proposed change would mean a school or college could not ban transgender athletes from competing. And I believe Congress must do everything they can to protect women's sports. God, amazing for years and years how they fought from a scientific standpoint, true scientific standpoint, on how they weren't physically equal to men in many areas. And changes needed to be made to some of the sports facilities and what have you. And now all of a sudden, people who were not even really involved in sports, half these people couldn't even run across the track. Not the track itself, but run across the track. Now they're going to tell you what a male and a female is. Just amazing. This is the Biden administration, people. Really, truly. Not really caring about women's safety. They always talk about how they care about women. Right? The Me Too movement, all that. Those were liberal Democrats. Those were liberal Hollywood types. No, they weren't. They were people that wanted to get their name in the paper. There were people that wanted to make it look like they were on your side. Right? She went on to say that we look forward to hearing from Riley Gaines and other witnesses firsthand. Talk about these rule changes, how they harm, how they're fair, how they protect women, how are they protecting women's sports. You're going to need to keep pushing. This is exactly what we've been talking about on so many levels. Keep opening your mouth, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. It's the only way you win. And then AOL, she's so sweet. I mean, AOC, AOL, listen to me. How old am I? Don't you love AOC? She claims that women will face, ready for this one, genital examinations of biological men apart from female sports. Wow. Right. I'm sure that's how it's going to work. There are so many different ways to check. I think the big thing to do is testosterone levels, right? Squad member AOC, she claimed that all underage women will face genital examinations if biological men are barred from women's sports. Isn't this interesting how she's worried about this? Not worried about boys using girls' bathrooms or girls' showers and locker rooms, vice versa. Right? Not worried about men being put in women's prisons. Yeah, oh yeah, none of that concerns her. Even though you've seen the stories of rape. You've seen the stories of abuse. Right? They don't care about any of that. There's no truth to that for them. She went on to say that there were several proposals looking to marginalize transgender Americans before claiming that her questioning that women would have to get their pants checked if someone disbelieves what their gender is. She went on to say, we're talking about opening up all women and girls to genital examinations. Think about all the things that she doesn't stand for. Think about all the things that she doesn't question that are going on. Right? And we're saying this is an environment of a post-Dobbs America where states are criminalizing access to abortion. We want nothing more than data on women to figure out when, who's getting a menstrual cycle, who doesn't have one. And so she perceives this as a way that we're gathering information to find out whether or not you're going to get pregnant and that you might be pregnant. Oh, my God. Love it. She's like a human being. I mean, seriously. Now, her claim comes almost a year after the Ohio State Senate removed a controversial provision from a state health proposal barring biological men from competing against women. It would have required internal and external examiners to confirm a student athlete's gender. Now, Ohio State Republicans replaced the provision with a requirement for student athletes whose gender is in question to present a copy of the participant's original birth certificate. Ooh, that doesn't sound like anything's being examined. I'm not sure why that's in the bill. It's unnecessary, said State Senate President Matt Huffman. The genital inspection provision in June 22 is no longer there, and everything can be done with a DNA swap. I mean, think about it. You'd have it in there once and for all. Now, the hearing saw fireworks from the get-go as Gaines. She's an outspoken advocate for keeping women's sports limited to biological women. She fired back at AOC. Keep it up. You got to love people like her. They're willing to fight. They're not willing to back down. They're willing to, you know, willing to make sure that you have a right. There's a place for everybody to play sports in the country, Gaines said, noting transgender Americans were included in her view, but unsafe, unfair, discriminatory practices have to stop. Inclusion cannot be prioritized over safety and fairness. She's right. I mean, look at the damage that actually is done. And there has been. There's been a lot of females hurt. Right? In situations like this. So how about we, truly, how about we stick up for the girls? How about we stick up for the women? What do you think? Real women. Sorry. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. We're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Seriously. Just be involved. Be engaged. Use your brain cells. Okay, seriously. All right. New runoff election ordered for Caddo Parish Sheriff's race. It was decided by one vote. But the judge now says, not so fast. Slow down. This ruling came after a highly contested runoff election. It was held on November 18th, initially declared that Democrat Henry Whitehorn the victor by a mere one-vote margin. Now, Republican John Nicholson, he requested a recount, cited the code, cited the law, and requested a recount. And he used the law to do it. Kind of hard to turn him down. I mean, unless a judge is really a hardcore lefty. Kind of hard to turn him down when he uses the law. You know, and he said, look, the voters of the county should be heard properly. And votes that should count.
The request included, but it's not limited to, both rejected and accepted ballots. And they're more concerned about the absentee ballots. Because it seems that the absentee ballot numbers, percentages, what have you, they just don't line up. He also wanted that, he wants his representative there to be able to inspect and watch how it goes. Okay, and all absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, provisional ballots, and other paper ballots, including but not limited to any such ballots cast. He's just going down the hall. He's being smart. He is covering his butt all the way through. And the judge agreed. Right? It is legally impossible to know what the true vote count should have been. Thus, he invalidated the runoff election. Right? It's not that hard for these guys to do. Upon investigation, Judge, looks like it's Blake, identified at least 11 legal votes, including instances of double voting, ineligible absentee mail-in ballots, and votes cast by disqualified felons. Oh, God. The judge himself found these things. Among these, two individuals were reported to have voted twice, five absentee mail-in ballots were improperly counted, and four votes were cast by felons unqualified to vote. Now, this is beautiful because he only lost by one vote. You get rid of those 11 votes. I'm telling you, you know, you look at it now, Whitehorn's done. The Democrats finished. This is why it's so important to have clean elections. Now, notice that a lot of times the Democrats put up the fight. They never put up the fight from a standpoint of, you know, all legal votes should count. All citizen votes should count. They never do. They always talk about how everyone's vote should count. And you know what they mean by anybody living in that community, anybody who knows how to check a box, their vote should count. Which is amazing to me, anyway. Despite Whitehorn's firm stance on his slim victory and counter-arguments against Nicholson's allegations, Judge Blake dismissed all of Whitehorn's defenses. The judge pointed out that the evidence presented during the hearing on November 27th, spanning double voting, interdiction, and absentee mail-in ballot irregularities, rendered the election result legally indeterminable. So, I don't know if this judge is a Democrat or Republican. I have no idea. I would venture to say he's not a Democrat, we'll put it that way. And he's willing to follow the law. He's willing to look at what's gone down and scratch his head and go, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. I don't care how much you drink. So you're looking at Republicans in the House and the Senate. My God, they're getting along. They've actually come together to agree. Well, they kind of sort of agree on something. I don't know. But they're closing ranks in a bid to force President Biden to deal with the ongoing crisis at the U.S. border. In other words, if he wants money for, basically what this boils down to, if he wants money for Ukraine and for, you know, Israel, we need some money at the border. Speaker Johnson and Mitch McConnell, they've come together. They've signaled that getting any part of Biden's $106 billion passed, it would require concessions on conservative border and asylum measures. Now, Johnson told the GOP lawmakers at a closed-door meeting that passing border security measures is a top goal of his in his consideration. If you want this in the aid package, if you want that money in the aid package, I want border security. Right? And Johnson said that he told Mitch and others that this is the hill to die on. House conservatives have been pushing Johnson not to accept any less than H.R. 2, the GOP's marquee border bill, which would reinstate Trump's administration-era measures, such as remain in Mexico, limit the ability for undocumented migrants to seek asylum, within the law. The funny thing about it is, why are we writing these rules, writing requests to follow the law? Follow the law. It ain't that hard. Right? I mean, I don't think it is. It comes after bipartisan compromise talks on the matter fell through over the weekend. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he teed up a vote on Biden's aid request for later this week. He said, I'm advocating, I hope, for all our members to vote no on the motion to proceed to shell. To make the point, he said, hopefully the final time that we insist on meaningful changes to the border. That's according to McConnell. Although I'm not believing it until I see him actually come through on it. Do you blame me? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. The House has already passed a standalone bill. You're looking at $14 billion in Israeli aid. Right? He wants to offset by money allocated towards the Internal Revenue Service. That's not a bad idea. Really. I don't know why this is so tough for these people. I got to ask. I don't know why it's so tough for these people. Right? You want to secure the border. You want to keep, I would think you want to keep Americans safe, don't you? I mean, I'm asking because at this point, I don't even know anymore. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win is when you see it through. The standalone bill, the reason they don't like that is because we're what? Because it takes $14 billion out of the pocket of the IRS to hunt you down. It's just great. I love it. I love when they do stuff like this. It gets hilarious. All right. These are the rapid-fire stories, right? Presidents of Harvard, MIT, and Penn all told Congress that calling for genocide of Jews does not necessarily violate their campus code of conduct. Right? It's got to lead to actual genocide. So in other words, calling for somebody to kill somebody, to wipe out a group, is not a bad thing on college campuses, unless that group actually goes out and starts wiping out that group. However, if any one of us even alluded to that fact, any one of us, we'd be put in jail for a hate crime. On Tuesday, the House Education Committee invited the leaders of MIT, Harvard, and Penn to testify. During their testimony, Representative Elise Stefanik, she asked the educators if calling for genocide of Jews violates the code of conduct on their campuses. No one of them could really answer the question. The president of the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard, and MIT, they all kind of smiled and said, you know, calling for genocide of Jews isn't necessarily against their code. Right? For harassment and bullying on campus. Suggested it was not a violation unless it led to the actual genocide. Now, can you imagine if somebody said, hey, let's wipe out all the transgender Jews. What do you think? How do you think that would go? Who do you think would say what for what? Right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. You know, these smug elitists can't even defend the young Jewish students living in fear on their own campuses. That I don't get. Are they for all the kids or just a certain group of kids? I mean, seriously. In fact, you know, a majority of the high-end donors on some of the college campuses are people that are Israelis or Jews. Whether it's coincidence or not, I don't really care. I'm making a point. They believe in those schools. They believe in education. And the best you can do is spit in their face? Really? And then Chris Ray, he added to the whole thing. He admits withholding the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop from the American people. Right, because he had to protect Joe Biden. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins me in the next hour. We're going to talk about how to protect your rights. You're listening to Joe Messina's show. Look, hop up on the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. There's a live chat room there. All kinds of stuff going on. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.